Let us bow our heads. Oh, gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for just putting up with us, looking beyond our faults to see our needs. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. Bless this big-hearted pastor. Give him strength in his wife. Fill him up where they torn down. And everything said and done now, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the power of the name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. To this big-hearted pastor, Pastor Rogers, and to other preachers, deacons, and my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, it's just good to be around. I heard an old pastor say, it's good to be anywhere, but I ain't going to say it like that. I don't want to be anywhere. It's good to be here among the saints of God. Thank God again for this big-hearted pastor who have invited us to come to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bless his holy name. Again, I thank God for my wife. She don't cook me a big breakfast. I'm ready to preach. I ain't going to preach alone, no. Now, I know I'm a long-winded preacher, brother. I preach till I get through. I ain't going to hold you long. I just want to say a few words. I'm glad to be around. A old familiar scripture, that all that old, but one I love. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You may be seated. Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just the name Jesus. That's what we're going to talk about. Just the name Jesus is all you need. Right. You can ram it through the Bible. Thank God for his word. All of his word, but he is the word. Yeah. But when you got Jesus, you got all you ever need in this life and the life to come. You don't have to look for no other. Just stick with Jesus. Just his name is sufficient. I never forget the pastor. I was not a preacher, but I was a deacon. I was born again. I'm working at the furniture store. to live in some furniture. When I got out the truck, walked on the porch, I met a dog. He ran at me, Pastor. I couldn't do nothing but say, "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." God knows I'm not lying. I'm not lying. That dog got his tail and put between his legs. God knows I'm not lying. There's something about his name.
That's right. That's right.
Told y'all many years ago, if you got old fighting Huffman, he get at you, just holler, "Gee," but don't be guilty like. He come at you, you would know you hadn't done nothing. I dare you to turn your thing and plant him. And said, "In the name of Jesus, I told y'all, if you don't turn around, I'll give you a dollar." There's something about his name. That's my thought. Just call him Jesus. God Almighty. Many of us ashamed of him. Until hell break loose. He knew how to find you. Especially those who've been born again.
That's right.
And you. You ran off. He's been calling. He can't find you. You let hell break loose. You call his name. Something about his name. One of the most sad things today, the world is trying to come up with the way living outside of Jesus. He told us that he is the way. Not only the way, he had the truth and the life. And then he said, "No man can come to the Father except they come by me." I got a problem with you, Jesus. Well, go to hell then. See, when you miss Jesus, nowhere else to go. That's what he come here for, to keep us from going to hell. We're taking too lightly. God Almighty, we're taking too lightly. And the pastor, we don't have to call him doctor. God Almighty, just call him Jesus. He will answer when you mean business with him. Can I say it like this, Pastor? When he used to hearing you, he recognized your voice. I found out something else that sometimes we don't want to call on his name until hell break loose by saying. When you're doing well, you don't want to talk to Jesus. When we and I'm a mess, we don't want to talk to Jesus, but he know how to get in contact with us. God, but it's something about his name. Just call him Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus is the foundation of our salvation. The foundation of our soul. He is God's power delivered from the bondage of sin. Slave to sin. You know, only somebody can get you out of sin. Sin will eventually kill you. That's what the devil come to do. Three things: steal, kill, and destroy. But thank God for Jesus. God Almighty. Thank God for Jesus. If it had not been for Jesus, we wouldn't be sitting here right now. Watch this. I don't mean no harm, y'all, but somebody looking at me didn't get up this morning, just, Lord, I thank you for letting me see another day. He didn't have to do it, but he loved us so. He is the foundation of our salvation. God Almighty. He is the answer to heaven. And God the Father, he was sent here to help us. All we need is Jesus. Sometimes we call old saints crazy when they begin to lean on Jesus. And see, money can do something. But money doesn't do all things. I find out, so God got to reach of everything in him. Out of him, you can't reach. You get money. But in him is everything you want need. God Almighty. Money can buy a man, but money can't buy no husband. Ain't that right, y'all? Money can buy a man, but no husband. Money can buy a woman, but no wife. Money can buy medication, but no healing. Best us at the reach of money. You want to put money before God. Just call his name, what? Jesus. God Almighty, something about the name Jesus. He was sent here to help us. And we all need him. Why did Jesus have to become a man? Well, the Bible says that we are not able to fix our own sin problem. We had a sin problem. Because all have sin. Not y'all, but all. See, all have sin and come short of the glory of God. Nobody in here is sin free. Don't you ever feel like you've done so much right that you don't need to fall on your knees and say, Lord, forgive me. Like I said once before, you can think wrong in your mind.
That's right.
A lot of folks hate other folks in their mind.
Right.
You may not ever say that to them, but you don't ever speak to them.
That's right.
You don't ever shake their hand. And if you feel like you're going to shake their hand, you go on the other side of the pew. And God knows all of that. Don't you never feel like you don't need to get on your knees and say, Lord, forgive me. Jesus knows everything. Just call his name. Because he already knows everything. And my brothers and sisters, why did Jesus have to become a man? Well, I told you. Can't nobody fix a sin problem but Jesus.
That's right.
Because he all in all of everything.
Yes.
Everything got the answer to him.
Yes.
The Bible said, for what the law of Moses could not do in that it was weak. Yes. Through the flesh, God sending his own son in likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, condemn sin in the flesh.
Yeah.
Boy, that's some power, ain't it?
Yeah.
Sin can't do nothing with him.
That's right.
I said, sin can't do nothing with him. He proved that when he was hanging on the cross.
That's right.
God Almighty. He become sin, and he put sin in the grave, but he got up early Sunday morning with all power in his hand. Can't nothing hold Jesus.
That's
his holy name. Because all power is in his hand. That's his holy name.
Yes.
And my brothers and sisters, Jesus is the answer to heaven and God the Father. If you have a problem with Jesus, you have a problem with God.
That's right.
If you've got a problem with Jesus, you've got a problem with heaven. If you've got a problem with Jesus, you've got a problem with faith. If you've got a problem with Jesus, you even got a problem with hell. Because God the Father have all things in His hand. And He can do anything, but He just can't fail. Go out your way for Jesus. I said, go out your way for Jesus. And but Pastor, when you learn, when we have, I know you have, that you don't pass up a lot of people. I have. But when you meet them sometime, get on one to one, you'll find out how weak they are when it come down to Jesus. Feel like they got doubt that He can't do what He said He can do. And feel like they can do things before He even know they gonna do it. Always remember the Bible said He knows His work from the beginning to the ending. Before I get ready to do it, He already know if I'm going to do it or won't do it. We can't fool God. God Almighty. He's from God. You can't fool Him. And everything has to answer to God. Everything got to answer to Jesus. But we take Jesus too lightly for what the Lord have done for us. Bless His holy name. And my brother and sister, yes, don't you never think you can waste your time with Jesus.
Yes.
Don't you never feel like I'm doing too much for Jesus.
Right.
Don't you never feel like I go to church too much.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody going to tell you that but some of your friends who don't want to go. Or the devil himself.
That's right.
He'll come in your mind. It don't take all that.
Yeah.
Some of your friends, I go to church, but it don't take all that, brother. It don't take all that. But you just don't know what He's done for me. I found out, Brother Pastor, that's a personal thing. I know what He done for me. I know where I was. I know what I was doing and couldn't stop doing. I know I was on crook one time. But I know who brought me out of darkness into His marvelous light. I found out something about the devil. The devil is not to be no fool. Sometimes we think the devil crazy. He comes from him. If anybody know God, he knows God.
That's right.
He know what got him out of him. He'll use you to do the same thing to get you going the wrong way because he's used to it. He's a master of deception. You're the master of fooling folks. Think you all right with God.
Yeah.
Think you pay God off because you go to church. Let me straighten that out a little bit. You know, a lot of times, the devil, again, ain't about to be no fool. If you don't study the devil, he'll use us.
Yeah.
Make you feel like as long as you go to church, just do what you want.
That's right.
As long as you pay tithe, just do what you want. Jesus told us we was the light of the world.
That's right.
The world got to see Christ in us.
That's right.
If the world don't see no changes in us, they don't want this Jesus that we call ourselves have.
Yeah.
That's how the devil works. He makes us feel like that when you're ignorant of the Word of God.
That's right.
The Word of God, Jesus is the Word of God. We got to study the Word of God. You can't fool the devil no kind of way except to have the wisdom of God.
Yeah.
And that's the Word of God. The Word came and was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. He's an awesome God. We can't make it without Him.
That's right.
Old folks in the Bible say, in Him we live, move, and have our being. And my brothers and sisters, this is how important the name Jesus is. Again, we take Him too lightly. God Almighty. This is the one name that the church cannot talk about too much.
That's right.
This is what, again, the church is all about.
Mm.
Why did Jesus have to die?
That's right.
Think about it now. Why did He have to die? This is Jesus, baby. We're talking about Jesus right here.
That's right. That's right.
He really didn't have to die. He died because of L-O-V-E, love. God can't stand sin.
Yeah.
Sin don't even hang around, dog.
No.
Something about God that sin don't like to be around it.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, my. Sin creeped in heaven one time.
Yeah.
God Almighty. God can spell sin.
Mm.
Devil looked at himself one day and said, phew. I'm say it again. Hey, I look by goodness, then he finished said God.
Mm.
The Bible again says he left heaven like this.
Yes, sir. That's all right.
Y'all know how fast lightning is, don't you? It's the Bible now. It's in the Bible, isn't it, Pastor?
Yes, sir.
He left heaven like what? Lightning.
That's right.
So never try to fool God.
That's right.
You can't fool Jesus. Never try, because He already know us.
That's right. That's right.
From the foundation of the world.
Yes.
You know, remember, I had to find out that, I found that out, that I can't fool God. When He put us in the womb, He knew us from the birth to the death.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it for God. Get up. Get up. You don't lay down.
Yeah.
Just be honest with God. When we try to fool Jesus, He's going to take the cup off you then.
That's right.
You know what I said? I said, when trying to fool God, He's going to take the cup off. Everybody going to see you.
Yeah.
Be real. Be honest. If you got a fault, if you got a sin you need to get rid of, go to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said, if you confess your sin, I'm just and faithful to forgive you of your sin and then cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But you got to be real with me. I know you. You can't fool me, Walter.
That's right. That's right.
God Almighty. Jesus in a class all by Himself.
Amen.
Can't nothing do nothing with Jesus.
That's right.
Can't nobody do nothing with Jesus.
That's right.
All the devils in hell can't do nothing with Jesus, because God gave Him all power and put it in His hand.
Yeah.
All mean no more.
That's right.
He got all of it. That means you can call that name.
Yeah.
I declare your answer when you mean business with Him. If anybody loves you, He loves us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know, let me know your business. I know the day we call Jesus Day. I know He called me crazy. I'm a fool for Jesus. And I said, let's have a Jesus Day.
That's right. That's right.
All these days right here. This day, that day, Thanksgiving day,
right.
That day, this day. I said, what about a Jesus day?
That's right.
What about a Jesus day?
Amen.
Ain't nobody gonna get mad but the devil.
That's right.
When you think about who He is,
yes,
when you think about what He done for you, If he done something for you, then you know who he really is. When he called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, I was blind and could not see. When you find out that he stopped me from stealing cakes in the store. When I was a boy. When you find out that he'll pick you up and turn you around, you'll know who he is. And when you find out who he is, you'll recognize him and appreciate him for what he already done for you. We take it too lightly.
Too lightly.
These just little weeny weeny things that he done. But the main thing,
yes, sir.
That the Lord,
yes,
have done for us.
Yes.
I said the main thing,
yes,
that the Lord,
yes,
have done for me. I don't know what he done for you, but oh Lord, I know what he done for me. Yeah, he done something for me that mama can do. He done something for me that father can do. He done something for me that you can do. But oh Lord, he died. Yeah, he died. Death can hold him. He died. Hell can hold him. He went to hell for me. He went to hell for you. He went to hell for the whole human race. All hell couldn't hold Jesus. Never done nothing wrong, no man. You ought to love yourself some Jesus. 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 He's done something you nobody else can ever do. Yeah, he'll stop you from sinning. He'll stop you from doing wrong. When you fall in love with Jesus, he'll give you power to overcome sin. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? What I love about Jesus, when a doctor walks away from your bed and says, I can't help you nowhere, you turn your face to the wall and just call his name. Jesus. 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 My way out of no way. Jesus. My mother when mother gone. Jesus. My father when father gone. Jesus. My doctor. My doctor. In a sick room. My doctor. Hey, yeah. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Have you tried him? Have you tried him? And you're right. Hey, you're right. Won't he stick up for you? I'm through.
I don't know about that.
I'm through. That's right. Hallelujah. My soul falls in love. And it's
faith.
In today,
one day he washed my sin away.
Jesus, the master,
left.
Yeah.
Jesus, he's all right.
I said, master, I praise your name. But said much about hell. Now hell's still there. God ain't filled hell up with dirt. Souls, as I speak right now, going over here, it's still there.
That's what preaching is all about. That's what the gospel is all about. Jesus come here to tell us about himself. If you listen at him, you'll miss hell. Brother, he had it so simple. If a man confessed the Lord Jesus with his mouth and then believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Saved from hell. If we have one that knows you need you, don't be ashamed. Ain't nobody gonna get mad at the devil. He don't want you saved, because God made hell for him and his angels. He's trying to get everybody can to go with him. The devil is. The devil knows where he's going. He's trying to get folks who are not saved to go with him. He calls himself getting back at God. So God kicked him out of heaven. Because he got lifted up in his booty. Will I be one? I'm going to give your life to Christ. That's the only way to keep a man from going to hell. By giving his life to Christ as his personal soul. Will I be one? I'm going to give your life to Christ as your personal soul. Will I be one? Don't be ashamed. You have a come by, you got a chance. Of all of us don't die. We get out of here one day now. All of us going somewhere. Give us two places, hell or heaven. Jesus come here to keep us from going to hell. I know even they style preacher ain't saying nothing about hell, but he's still there. He ain't going nowhere. As I speak right now, somebody going to hell right now. Somebody right now jumping over in hell. That's what the gospel is all about. If you without Jesus, if you haven't confessed Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you got that mind, that's where you'll go. If when he says, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth, and then believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? Hell. Will I be one? Some may want to come by preaching experience and join this church and be a part of this membership. Already saved, but won't be a part of this membership. You may come. You may come. You have one of the best pastors on this side of it. If he wasn't on count, I sure tell you, he know I won't even be here. He preached, anybody preach Jesus, he real. I said, anybody preach Jesus, he real. And all of us got to meet Jesus one day. We didn't know him now, but all of us got to meet him. We got to meet Jesus. I'm going to say this, Pastor, unless you have it back. There's nowhere again where in this Bible where hidden have enlarged herself. But it is in him where hell have enlarged herself. No folk going to hell is going to heaven. And the way the Bible describes hell, who wants to go to hell? The Bible says, no rest, day or night, forever and ever and ever. And ain't no end to forever. And when God went to hell for us, Jesus went to hell for us to keep us from going. But hell can hold it. He got up early. Bible says he got up early Sunday morning. He didn't get up with some power. He said, oh, heaven, hell, earth, everywhere. He got it and put it together. and put it in hand shape and say, I got all of it in my hand. Big old hand. Heaven and hell in my hand. May God bless you. May God keep you. And I'll pray. Okay. You may stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Gracious Father, thank you now. Thank you. Thank you for this great pastor again and his family. Keep him. Give him what he needs to lead your people in times like these. Thank you for every soul present again. Keep us. We can't do nothing without you. And everything said and done, the glory belongs to you. Now may the grace of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide and forevermore. Let us all say amen. Amen. Amen.